FNC's Hilton, Biden presidency dead, this is an ex-presidency. By Jeff Poor on November 1, 2021. According to Fox News Channel's Steve Hilton, the Biden presidency is dead. Hilton made that proclamation on his FNC program on Sunday, and likened Biden's tenure to Monty Python's dead parrot. The Fox News host pointed to President Joe Biden's missteps along the way and how he has lost public support. Partial transcript as follows. Hilton, if you ask anyone in England to name a famous comedy skit, chances are they'll say Monty Python's dead parrot. A guy buys a parrot in a pet store, then finds out it is dead. He goes back to complain, but the owner insists the bird is alive. It's not dead. It is resting. He protests, as John Cleese repeatedly bangs the dead parrot on the counter then drops it lifelessly to the floor. Well, this was the week it became clear that the Biden presidency is in fact, dead. It's not resting. It is not in some temporary slump. Just like the parrot in that Monty Python skit. It is a presidency that is no more, that has ceased to be, it has expired and gone to meet its maker. This is an ex-presidency. On Thursday, they wheeled Biden out yet again to trundle up to Capitol Hill and beg his party to pass his infrastructure bill. They refused, or to be precise, the progressives refused, the far left refused. Begin video clip. Rep. Pramila Jayapal, DWE, too many no votes for the bill to pass today. End video clip. Hilton, in the words of that famous New York Daily News headline about President Ford refusing to bail out New York, they told Biden drop dead, and that was the moment the Biden presidency died. The three central miserable dynamics of this appalling man, Biden, were all on display. First of all, why did he delay his trip to Europe? To beg for the infrastructure bill on Thursday. There was no actual deadline, no real-world justification. It was all about Biden's ego. He wanted to show off to the other politicians at the ludicrous climate summit in Glasgow. He didn't want to be embarrassed or humiliated. But in the end, he was humiliated by his own party, and it was all totally unnecessary. Driven not by the national interest, but Biden's personal vanity. It was exactly the same with Afghanistan. He insisted on a reckless deadline, just so he could make some sick speech on the anniversary of 9/11. The cost of that wasn't just humiliation, but the lives of hundreds of Afghans and 13 American soldiers. Biden could have passed his infrastructure bill by now if it wasn't for his vanity. But no, his head was turned by a bunch of historians telling him he could be the new FDR or the new Lyndon Johnson. Pass sweeping legislation, but FDR won with 57% of the popular vote. His party had a majority of 23 in the Senate, and 196 in the House. Lyndon Johnson won with 61%, a majority of 36 in the Senate and 155 in the House. What's Biden even thinking putting himself in that category? There was no Biden landslide. He barely got a majority of the popular vote, 51%. Democrats have 8 more seats in the House, no majority at all in the Senate. Yet Biden went along with a plan to link the two bills in one giant scheme to centralize power in the federal government and bureaucracy, all because of his vanity. Biden is a complete narcissist. All he has ever wanted is to be president. The problem is, hardly anybody else agreed. That's the second dynamic that was on display last week. Biden has zero authority. In the primaries, 4th in Iowa, 5th in New Hampshire. Biden only survived because of Jim Clyburn in South Carolina. Biden didn't persuade anyone. He didn't inspire anyone. He just had to be not Bernie Sanders, who the Democratic establishment was desperate to stop. So they all fell in line, even though they knew how decrepit Biden was. And in the general election, Biden didn't make an argument. He hid in the basement, no vision, just a vacuum. I'm not Bernie and I'm not Trump. Can anyone remember a single substantive thing Biden said? We've never seen such an empty presidential campaign. The entire thing was a big bunch of nothing from a small, shriveled non-entity. He entered the Oval Office with zero authority. And now he has even less, as everyone can see how fully he is failing and how fast he is fading, physically and mentally. Begin video clip. Joe Biden, D., President of the United States, and, what am I doing here? End video clip. Hilton, good question. Which brings us to the third and defining Biden dynamic. He is a machine politician who believes in nothing but advancing his own career. That's why there was no leadership. That's why a little trip to Capitol Hill made absolutely no difference. He may hang on for another 3 years, but as this week showed, he is totally irrelevant to anything that's actually happening. Now, he is a joke the world over. We're used to this. In sports arenas in America. Begin video clip. Crowd, chanting "Let's go Brandon." End video clip. Hilton, or at protests against vaccine mandates. Begin video clip. Crowd, chanting "Let's go Brandon." End video clip. Hilton, but now, it's video game streamers, it is airline pilots. It's made its way to Halloween decorations. Even rappers. Video clip plays. Hilton, anti-Biden chants are even spreading around the world. This was in Rome. But last week was no ordinary political disaster. Yes, they'll no doubt end up passing their two bills, maybe even later this week. But does anyone think that we'll make things better? It won't work in political terms, because after all the public heckling, it will be seen as a defeat for everyone, and it won't work in policy terms because it's such a bad policy. Who thinks spending more money is a smart move when inflation is spiraling out of control? Not even Obama's chief economic advisor, Jason Furman. He told the New York Times this week that Biden's first giant spending bill was too much, let alone another one. Quote, "The original sin was an oversized American rescue plan. It contributed to both higher output, but also higher prices. Who thinks increasing welfare payments is a good idea? When the main reason we have a supply chain crisis with empty shelves in the stores is that businesses can't find workers because Biden was paying them to stay home. How can Biden and his gang of incompetents fix the multiple cascading disasters America faces when they were the ones who caused them? You can't fix the immigration crisis if you tell people you want a surge at the border, if you tell ICE not to enforce the law, if you pay people nearly $500,000 for coming here illegally. If you do that, they come in ever greater numbers. Is Biden going to turn around and say, oh, actually, we're not for open borders now? He can't. It's the core ideology of his party. This feeble old fool couldn't challenge it even if he wanted to. You can't fix the energy crisis if you spend all your time virtue signaling at global summits, while cutting domestic energy production. You can't fix the Afghanistan crisis if you ignore the advice from your top generals, pull everyone out and hand the country over to the exact same terrorist monsters who harbored bin Laden. And so here we are, a president in office, but not in power, a presidency that is no more, that has ceased to be. It has expired and gone to meet its maker. This is an ex-presidency. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.